You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Live,
online,
smartphones,
the 702 app,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7,
and 106 FM.
All right, I want to know about the roles that you play in your families, particularly at gatherings. How did it come about? When did you become that role? Is it a role you are proud of? Is it a role you actually just feel like, you know what? I've always been the booze guy. I'm the one who organizes the booze. I'm the one who gets the ice. I'm the one who's always slaughtering. I love slaughtering. I'm proud of it. When I think about myself, I think currently I am the organizer, but also the Minister of Finance. So I do the collections, the accounting, I do the reporting, I do all of the recons. Sometimes I do the meeting minutes as well, but I usually am the one who tries to instigate family gatherings outside of, let me say, funerals and things along those lines. I think I'm quite sentimental and I like the role. I would like to stop being Minister of Finance. I also sometimes want to sit and look and just be like, okay, who's paying for what? So let's take your calls. 011-883-702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Let's go to Verna in Pretoria. Verna, what is your role at the family gatherings?
I'm the local IT support, phone support, television support, technician for the family at every gathering.
So
there's always some auntie or some grandma that needs telephone support, and yeah.
So I'm assuming that's what you do for a living, right?
Yes, it is, unfortunately.
Okay, so because that's what you do for a living, did you just the first and second time say yes when they ask for help, and then it just never stopped?
Well, have you ever tried to say no to family members?
It's the hardest thing ever.
It is, yes.
Listen, I don't even think... Sorry?
You can't say no to that auntie's milk tart.
Of course not. But Verna, you're making me wonder if we have an IT support guy in our family and if we need to recruit you into our family. Because those people are handy.
Yes.
You would be very, very handy, especially if it's to do with phones and televisions as well. You have covered like a whole lot of categories.
Yeah, but it's annoying because you want to sit and you want to chat with your family members and you have to focus on a bloody cell phone the whole time, or you have to sit in a room where the computer is stuck, and yeah, you miss out on quite a lot. But they make up with those milk dots and a fake cooker, you know?
Verna, it sounds like an agreement that's working for you. So I never thought about the IT support guy. That's what Verna is at the family gatherings. And Shem, poor Verna, you know, it's not necessarily that he's sitting doing this high-tech stuff. He probably is just explaining to the granny that, listen, when you put this private photo on here, everybody can see it because that's your status. Let's go to Abigail in Pretoria. Abigail, how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good, and you?
Good, good. So, Abigail, talk to me. What is your role at the family gatherings?
Oh, yeah. The role that I love the most is washing the dishes.
You love it?
Yes.
Please explain.
I've just been like that since ever I was a little girl.
Okay, so let me understand. Is it that you genuinely love dishes, or you get irritable when you see dirty dishes, so you just wash them so you can feel better after?
No, generally, I just love it. My sister always, you know, speaks to me and says, sunlight liquid is expensive, the water is expensive. I love dishes.
My goodness. Abigail, I wish I had whatever it is you have within you. So if somebody gifted you with a dishwashing machine, you'd never use it.
I won't. I promise you. Not, especially not with a load shedding at hand.
I feel you on that one. So Abigail is the dishwasher, but she loves it. Look, there are moments where dishwashing can be therapeutic. But guys, family gatherings where we're talking 100 plates, malamogodu and beetroot on plates. Nah, miss me on that one. Ntami in Pretoria, how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Thanks. How are you, Lebogile?
Good, good. So what do you do at family gatherings?
I chop. So my aunt called me McCain.
How?
Because I'm like that good. I'm really that good. But I also like wash dishes and stuff. And after I done the dishes, then I leave. Because I've done my bit. I don't have to socialize. I don't have to talk to anybody. And I don't drink alcohol. I'm not going to sit there and show people. So yeah, I've done my thing for the day. I go.
Oh, such a pity that your network is not great there in Tami. But I feel like I'm like, this show, I'm going to be recruiting family members because people that like chopping, there isn't that pressure of buying already chopped vegetables, which are more expensive. So Ntami is the chopper, but she also ducks afterwards. I thought the fun part is getting to catch up with your family and maybe like being like, what's the latest tea within the drama in the family? So I always stick around drinking or not drinking. I'm there. We've got, is it Eliel's? In Benoni.
It's Elias. Hi.
Hi, Elias. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, good. Yes. Yeah. So what's your role at family functions?
I'm the Mr. MC.
Yes. Gonna program director.
I just enjoy being in control. And this is because I grew up doing a lot of public speaking from high school.
Yes.
And in my work now, and I ended up joining Toastmasters just to refine this skill. Definitely enjoy that.
But why do I feel like you also are the one, you don't ask the aunties to start a hymn, you lead also in song.
You think?
You sound like you're the one who leads in song. Like if it's a memorial, you're the one who goes, Modimo
Orefile. Are you a prophet or what?
Am I right?
Yes.
Your name is Elias. So you have to give us that first line. Do Elias, we need to hear.
No way.
Come, Elias. How? You're the MC, you're the leader. Let's hear. Come.
Oh, yeah, hala. You got it there.
Hi.
Awesome.
Elias, you put me in the fields for today. Listen, that role is so yours, and I can just tell by your energy that you're so good at it. Whether there are four family members, Elias will stand up and MC. Udirile in Mafikeng, how are you doing?
I'm good, and you, how are you, my sister?
Good, good.
Yes, basically, actually, on my side, I'm kind of a leader, I would say, like a program director, like the guy who I see now.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of always in front of everything when I'm in the meetings, like in the funerals. You know, this thing, it started when I was still young. I attended a funeral, Le Ramuholo. So it was only two of us. On our culture, like in a funeral, then we'll explain the tree of the deceased or also the guy,
yes,
and things like that. Then he said, you know what, Udirile, you are the youngest. I'm the elder here, so I cannot stand and talk while we are here.
Mm.
So that's when started. Then every time when there's a funeral or there's a meeting, things like that, or Boma Khadi, things like that, then they will say, Udirile, lead this. So since then, it's like I'm the always doing that, taking the leading role.
But you sound so proud about it, Udirile.
Yeah, to be honest, you know, it grew me, my sister, a lot. It grew me a lot because of, like, everywhere. Like, let's say maybe at our workplace, like, if there's a funeral somewhere, then Rakopana, we go there just to comfort the family.
Mm.
Then I'll take that lady. Even singing, I'll do that. Praying, if they sing, that's a feeler. Then there's no one singing.
No, you know, now I have to ask you. Now you've told us, please lead us in song. I need to hear.
My sister.
Put us in the spirit. How Udirile.
Okay. Wahalalela. Wahalalela. Wahalalela.
Wahalalela. Odirile, man. Hi, that role suits you so much in Mafikeng. I'm wondering, which of you are the people who got the job of, you know, learning sereto, Sayo family, as in being the praise singer, naming all the clan names, especially in the younger generations? Because that role sometimes falls on the elder people that have grown up reciting it. But are you the person who your job is, you know, be it at a funeral or even at a wedding, when the groom is walking in, there you are praising Kadi clan names. Eh? Is that your role? Let us know. Maborwa in Krugersdorp. Hi.
Hello, Lebogile.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm a first time caller, but I'm always listening.
Welcome.
I also wanted to share with you that another role I play is washing the dishes. I hate the kitchen that is full of dishes. Where you'll find that most of the people that are sitting, they're looking at each other. Even some children. I'm a pensioner.
Yes.
Even I've got two boys that are married, their wives, and even their children. You'll find that they have to be pushed. But I just stand up.
Yes.
I like doing them, even if there is no gathering or a function. I just love doing dishes. I don't have a problem. I don't even complain. If they help me, it's okay. If they don't help me.
Maboro, I'm recruiting you to my family. There are so many of us who don't like washing dishes. I am recruiting you. Now in Kempton Park, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You seem like you know sereto sako hai. Why do you sound like Utseba Sereto?
Ke motswana wa Froborogo.
Oh, wa Froborogo. Froborogo, yes. So does that mean you know Sereto sa ko gae sa lona?
Ke a tsitsi thata ke.
Just give us the first three lines too, because when I heard your voice, I was like, this one knows Sereto.
Oh, it's okay. Let me be honest with you. Kimutwana Ona who came to Joburg when he was very, very young.
You are diluted.
Like, you know, then after that, I lost everything.
Don't worry. Me and you are in the same boat. I'm diluted. Okay. So what is your job at home?
So for me, I'm Mr. Logistics, right? And then you see your boom, Mr. Elias, and these others who are the program directors. I'm the one who put them in line and draft programs for them. And also, you know, tell everybody, this will be your part. This is what we'll be doing. We need A, we need B, we need C. And the other thing, I'm so particular to say, you know what? This is how we're going to do things. If you are not on board, thing, we will do it in our own way.
I know uncles like you.
Sometimes I just say, you know what, I'll do it myself. If I don't have an MC, I become the MC. If we don't have a pastor, I become the pastor. If we don't have somebody who slaughter a cow, I become that uncle. So I'm an all-rounder, but at the end, I am proud to say I am Mr. Logistics in every function I go to.
But why do I feel like you're also strict? Eh? That if somebody wants you to change your mind, they need to bring a bottle.
You just saw that, like my wife, he would say, "Yo, you must better listen to him, or else you guys are going to be in trouble." And then at the end of the day, I'm going to be, you know, the one that will be getting all the participants when we get home.
Wow, Bon. Now I can tell. Now in Kempton Park, thank you so much for your call. Makubela in Midstream, how are you?
Good on you.
Good. What is your job?
Lovely show.
Thank you.
A very, very important job. I collect the garbage, the smoke cars, they leave the smoke stuff that people will drink. And make sure that young people, we collect the garbage and make sure we leave that place clean.
So is it because the garbage irritates you, or they just, when you were younger, you were always being made to collect the garbage?
It irritates me. I don't like it. You must leave the place as you found it.
And listen, the people that do clean up crew, I have so much respect for you guys, because it is a lot of work restoring order. Because it's not just collecting garbage, you are restoring order. You must put the chairs back where they were, fold the tables, everything.
But also it goes with parking, you know. We make sure everyone does reverse parking, because if you miss those things, should there be anything, then there will be serious problems. So parking and making sure the garbage is done.
Ah, well, now I respect you. I like you. The garbage collector, guys, don't underestimate that job, including the person who organizes the parking. Have you ever been to family functions, especially like living in the burbs or even Kokasi in the township, where now people are parked in, but there's one person who knows how to maneuver the cars out. They take the keys. That's also a very, very serious job we must respect. Nomka in Boksburg, how are you?
Hi, Rebu. I'm fine, thank you. I don't feel, I don't wash dishes, but what I do, I make sure that I'll see my cousins, everybody's taken care of. You know, Kinna, who knows where the bottle store, the nearest bottle store is. I arrange, you know, so that, and then I start topics, and it's just so beautiful. People will be peeling and having fun. It's like a party in cooking.
So,
you know?
When are babes? Babes, what my bev? Nama eyes.
Yeah, so yeah, that's my role. I'll make sure that everybody has a drink.
Listen, that job, I'm putting it in the top three of jobs, because if everybody is sorted out with what they're drinking and they're happy, the party can continue. People will clean up, they'll wash dishes, they'll take care of all of those things. Nomka in Boksburg, thank you so much for your call. I see some of your calls and your WhatsApp messages and your voice notes coming through, and we definitely will come back to them after Eyewitness News headlines. Time for latest Eyewitness News headlines. It's 1:30 with Ray White, who literally is the man who does anything that needs to be done in this building, like coming through and doing news when it needs to be done. Ray White, is that your job at home? Do they also make you tell them the news?
No, they make me do the dishes. And, you know, I say to them, I can just read news. They say, no, dishes, Ray.
Dishes
kitchen
Ray.
For you, buddy.
Dishes, Ray. I see.
7:02 afternoons
with Relebo Khile Mabotja.
25 minutes to 2 o'clock, and we're wrapping up our conversation on the roles that some of you play at family gatherings. And we've covered a couple of them, even those that I just never thought about, like the cleanup crew. I'm not going to say garbage collector. I'm going to say the cleanup crew. Those of you that are dishwashers, respect. It's not something I particularly enjoy, though dishes can get to a point where I'm so irritated and I will not sleep comfortably if I don't just get them done. 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Nkanka in Meadowlands, how are you?
Afternoon, Lebogile, how are you?
Good. What is your job at home?
My job, go with that direct, is to give a family claim name.
Yes, listen, I've been waiting. Okay, I'm ready. I need to hear. So you need to just, for context, ne? Help us understand. Mm-hmm. Have you done the clan names for both maternal and paternal, or just paternal side?
I'll be honest with you, just for the paternal side.
Okay.
I'm a man.
Okay.
I neglect the other side.
Okay. Let's hear.
Well, as I get to the two, get to know one bill, more last.
Listen, and that job is hard, because even if Sireto is written down for you, like, it comes with a certain kind of energy where I feel people become ordained. So how did you find yourself being the person who recites the clan names?
Well, I was always asking, why do we have to say this? Who's this? So
yes.
Then I was told, no, this is where it starts, this is where it ends. And you always get different versions from your family elders. One knows it this way, and then you try and align to the one that you think sounds better. So eventually, knowing that they now see that I have interest in this, then my dad just puts me on the spot and says, okay, we need someone to give family cleanse.
Yes.
Go stand there. I'm thinking, okay. And everybody can see already I've been appointed to be the person to go. So I just go. And you get confident as you do it all the time, and you get to know them, recite them. But for me, it's a keen interest, a particular interest. That's how I identify myself. So that's how I get to know them.
And have you actually started to evolve the reciting, or you've kept it as how you were taught it?
And I've kept it how I was taught. I just try and learn more as I go.
Like, yes.
I bounce it off the senior elders in the family and try and see where I'm wrong or where I'm right or what I'm hearing, and then try and align it with that one. But it's generally the same.
Yes. Thank you so much, Nkanka from Meadowlands. Listen, reciting the clan names is not as simple as you may think. It really requires a certain kind of energy and just something else to go into it. Here are some of your voice notes.
Hey, Lobohile, how are you? So at family gatherings, I'm either the DJ or the prime master, Mjidoshi Sinyama. Sometimes I do both, and I love my roles. I'm like the I'm the guy who controls the enjoyment. Like, the enjoyment happens at my pace. I keep the meat and the music coming at my own pace, and that's power, man.
I absolutely love it. You see, Mr. Fun Times, that's the person when they say they can't come to the gathering, half of the people don't come because there'll be bad music and the meat will be terrible.
Hi, Kilabukhile. Anonymous here. Listen, I'm 30 and I don't know how this came about. I don't know. I don't even know where it started or how. But I happen to be an advisor at family gatherings and also municipal finance.
Mm.
So all the money comes to me and I allocate. And if a decision has to be made, my mother and her brothers will discuss, and one by one, all of them will come to me just to ask if it's okay and if it makes sense and all of that. I don't even know how, but in my family, that's what happens.
Thank you so much for that voice note. And we've got a couple more. Okay, there is something for some reason going on there. One says, hi, Balindile, I'm the organizer of any event and cooker that they ask everything from me and my husband. We do A to Z. I want a funeral that is professionally organized, is what Balindile says. And then on Twitter, we have August, who says, at family gatherings, I'm the advisor. I am called every time there are directions that need to be taken. If I'm not there, things just don't work out. And listen, the advisor role, there's some family members that will never, meetings will not happen without them being there. So thank you so much for engaging and calling and commenting about the different roles that you play at all of your family gatherings. And somehow, even if it is dysfunctional and toxic, it still works out.